The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, I don't remember signing your leave form yesterday.
You didn't, but I did rebel and I did take some leave, but I'm back.
You are, and what a day it is. I know we're going to talk COVID. I know we're going to talk annexation. It's the first. It was supposed to have happened, and nothing's happened. But I'm jumping the gun. Let's start with COVID as we do every day.
Okay, so let's start there. And in the last 24 hours, we have seen probably one of our most significant escalation in the amount of infections. And the two epicenters at the moment being Jerusalem and the city of Ashdod. Let's take a look at the numbers, because it's the numbers that determine, you know, how we move and what protocols we follow. And since the start of the global pandemic, 25,000.
Have you got a fan on?
I do.
Now that is, as it's turning, so we're losing you. And then it turns again. If you could just schwitz for 8 minutes.
I will, for you, I will schwitz for 8 minutes.
Okay, you see, this is why you are my favorite Israel correspondent. There's no question. Okay, much better.
I don't know, I could be your only Israel correspondent.
Much better. At least it's perfectly crystal clear now. Back to you.
Back to me. So we have 25,547 people infected with coronavirus since the start of the pandemic. 320 fatalities. That number hasn't changed in the last 24 hours. At the moment, 7,838 people currently infected, 56 of them in serious condition, 24 needing ventilators, and 17,389 people have made full recoveries. And, you know, we see an escalation not just in Israel, but also the Palestinian Authority announcing an escalation in the numbers, saying they have 200 more cases in the last 24 hours, and they have locked down the city of Hebron. So we are seeing a jump at the moment. No further lockdown except for the areas where there are high levels of COVID-19 infections.
Rolien, for you, it's actually a national security issue. I mean, you cannot afford for a large second wave, not from a security perspective, not from any perspective. Is there a sense on the street of apprehension in Israel today about these increased numbers?
There's definitely a concern. There's definitely a worry. And while people are trying their best to go about their days, you can see they're taking a lot more care to keep social distancing, to wear their masks. The fines are quite heavy. Businesses are extremely, extremely strict. I go to the gym at least 4 times a week, and that criteria is very, very, very well controlled. It's extremely strict, but it's, you know, the areas where there are these high levels of infections that are of great concern. Look, we did anticipate it. The military tried to be as ready as possible. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think countries can go back into lockdown because of the dire economic effects that it has. But we all have to play our part. You know, we say it every single day, and we'll keep saying it. You know, the importance of wearing those masks, the importance of social distancing, you know, don't gather in crowds. If you're told not to, please listen to the authorities. Wear those masks, wash those hands, maintain that hygiene. It is so very, very important. And also just to have compassion for anybody who has tested positive. You know, there shouldn't be a stigma attached to this virus. You know, none of us are really immune from it. It's affecting babies that are newborn to the elderly. And really, you know, this is a time for compassion. This is a time for kindness. And this is a time really to help anyone who may be infected.
Well, and onto annexation, this massively divisive issue. It's not every day that Yediot Achronot's front page has Boris Johnson writing in Hebrew. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we've heard from the UK Premier Boris Johnson imploring, I mean, in Hebrew, please not to go ahead with annexation plans. And another country that is extremely friendly to Israel, rather, a country I'm very fond of, Australia, also saying, please don't go ahead with this. You know, the international community is not supportive of this, and many Israelis are not supportive of this. And there's huge divisions in government. The Trump administration say that they'll support a government consensus, which is an interesting departure from what they've said before. And at the moment, there is no government consensus. Benny Gantz, who is the alternate prime minister and also our defense minister, you know, he says that right now Israel has much, much bigger issues to deal with. We still have the other national security issues, and now with COVID-19 and an economy that's kind of limping along, those are our priorities, not annexation. And, you know, this really is a make or break moment for Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be here, today, because he's getting it from all sides, from the Attorney General, from, the Health Ministry, and, you know, from all of us saying, please don't go ahead with this. We've had situations in Ashdod where the bomb shelters have been opened up in anticipation of a barrage of rockets that may come in. Last night, Hamas firing warning shots into the sea, saying, you know, if you go ahead with this, this is what we are going to do. You know, it's not language we haven't heard before from there, but right now we don't have the capacity as a country who are dealing with so much to take this on as well. And the international community is extremely, extremely critical against this move. And the majority of Israelis are also saying, you know what, cool your jets. This is not something that we need right now. And we cannot afford to be in a situation where our economy bears the brunt of a decision like this. With sanctions, I know the Dutch have threatened sanctions, the Belgians have threatened sanctions. We're not prepared to deal with this. Please, Prime Minister, and those factions within your government who are supporting this, please cool your jets. So this seems to be the rhetoric. However, we also saw yesterday Prime Minister Netanyahu saying to Mahmoud Abbas, please come to the negotiation table. And Mahmoud Abbas writing to the quartet because he will not negotiate along the parameters of the Trump peace plan. Mahmoud Abbas writing to the quartet saying, I'm prepared to come to the negotiating table with minor tweaks to the borders, and, you know, on a condition that Israel doesn't move ahead with any kind of annexation plan. And I think many of us rather would have the PM and the president of the Palestinian Authority rather argue over which parameters they would accept then a situation where we have a dire escalation.
But then ironically, maybe this whole thing did actually achieve something very important if that track gets going.
Well, that's the million shekel question. And, you know, there are pundits who are saying that this is the ultimate chess game being played by the Prime Minister. You know, I think that if this works, I think that he will say, you know, it took me threatening annexation to get you to the table. So, you know, we are prepared for the inevitable political spin, but the majority of Israel, the international community saying, you know what, this is a very irresponsible and foolish move at this juncture.
I haven't left you much time, but let's quickly talk about the executive versus the judiciary, Netanyahu versus Mandelbrot. I mean, that's potentially quite serious.
It is potentially quite serious, and there is a war of words brewing. Yesterday, the Attorney General, Avichai Mandelbrot, who is a position that has been appointed by the Prime Minister, disallowed or any external sources providing the finances for Prime Minister Netanyahu's defense. And the Prime Minister accused him of having a deep state conspiracy scheme, you know, trying to oust him for political reasons, and or one of Israel's watchdogs have said that they will file a police complaint for incitement against the Prime Minister if he carries on with this kind of language. So I wouldn't want to be the Prime Minister today. I think that he's having a stressful day.
Rolene Marks, it's 5:30. We're going to leave it there. Go turn your fan on, chill out in the coof, and speak to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. You know I will be reporting for duty.